More strikes are planned this weekend in Haiti. The case against a Christian girl in Pakistan takes a surprising turn. And what does 285 get you in India? We'll tell you on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The UN Security Council is talking about the peacekeeping mission in Haiti this week. It comes at a time when anti-government riots are calling security into question. Kids Alive International's Robinson Gedius says food prices skyrocketed 30% in the last month. The third strike in a month has been called for this weekend, starting today.
When we have this situation in Haiti, in Capation, we close our school. And it's really bad for our community children because when they come to our school, they have two or three meals for a day. So if we close our school for 1 or 2 days, it's really bad for them.
Food prices are wreaking havoc with their budget, but the staff at the school and the children's home loves the kids and shares the hope of Christ with them, especially important in uncertain times like this. Gedia says they need help.
Please pray for Haiti in general, for Cap Haitian, for the Kids Alive Ministry, and especially for our community children, so that you can continue to serve the children in our care.
There's more at missionnetworknews.org. Next, MNN's Katie Harth has the latest on the Rimsha Masih case.
In August, 14-year-old Rimsha Masih was accused of burning pages from the Quran. She faced life in prison or worse, but then Pakistani police are now saying that she's innocent. Lindsay Vesey from Open Doors USA shared what this means for Rimsha's case.
If the police are saying that they don't have any evidence against her, it's hard to imagine that they can continue pressing her with these charges.
Rimsha's case is being moved to the juvenile court, but it's hard to tell what's going to happen next.
To have a positive outcome, maybe at minimal, it would be an encouragement to them. So that's something that we could definitely pray for.
When this case first broke, thousands of Muslims forced Christians in Rimsha's community to flee, to leave their homes. Pray for the safety of all Pakistani believers, and just pray that Rimsha will be acquitted. I'm Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
This is Mission Network News. A report from Forum 18 News Service says a 74-year-old woman is among the latest raid victims in Uzbekistan. Police raided the home of Nina Kashina, an elderly disabled Protestant. They seized religious literature and beat her neighbor so severely that she suffered an epileptic fit. Forum 18 says police refused to let the victim be hospitalized. There's been an upsurge in attacks on Uzbek believers this summer. Ask God to deliver his people in this nation. Meanwhile, Costa Rica is a place considered reach for Jesus, but at the same time, many still need Christ. God has called Brian and Beth Tatum with the Mission Society to Costa Rica to do just that. I talked to Brian on Skype. He told me when they got there, they looked for a national ministry doing great work. That's when they found Connection Ministry. He says Connection is
sharing the gospel by extreme acts of service. And so we kind of try to go do things to develop and build up a community. And in the process of that, develop relationships, and from within those relationships, share the gospel.
This is Latinos sharing Christ with Latinos. Through the acts of service, schools are actually allowing them access.
By flying under the radar and come in and do play days for the schools or paint classrooms or repair desks. It's given us the opportunity to get into the schools and really start developing relationships.
Want specific prayer points? Get them through a link at missionnetworknews.org. And in India, illness can be fatal for the poorest of the poor. They often have to choose between food and medical care. India Partners has a way to be the hands and feet of Christ to them through a mobile medical van. They can transport a whole clinic to a remote village and treat illnesses before they become life-threatening. Doors often open for the gospel, too. How much does it cost to help one person? $2.85. We have details at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Envision a Middle East where the love of Christ overshadows the turmoil there. Sat7 would like you to see how they're offering the life-changing message of the gospel to millions of homes through satellite television in the Middle East and North Africa. Get your free DVD, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.